This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, yesterday we spent a little time on white, black, yellow, tan. We are all people of color, and we must come to terms with who the enemies are. And it's not each other. We must identify who the enemies are. No question about it. What we're going to be talking about today is communists are in the open. Folks, they're not like wearing red stars. They're not wearing military outfits, friends. They're wearing suits and ties, you know, which, by the way, reminds me of something Saul Alinsky said, you know, the disciple of hell himself. I wonder how that's working out for him. But going to Saul Alinsky, food for thought, it reminds me of him talking about radicals and how they don't flaunt themselves and who, in fact, they are. He said that true revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within. Let me say that again. True revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within. It's exactly what we're seeing today, friends. Communism, a political theory derived from the devil himself, Karl Marx, advocating class war and leading to a society in which all property is publicly owned and each person works and is paid according to their abilities and to their needs. Is that what's being played out today? And who's doing it? I just want to ask you the question. Concerning the issue of who the enemies are, who's doing all of this, friends, more than corrupt politicians and the mainstream media? Who's doing it more than them? Nobody is. So it's time that you know who your enemies are. Folks, since the 1920s, communists have had plans to use racial agitation, exactly what you've seen from time to time in this country, through corrupt politicians and the media, friends, using racial agitation, violence, and socialism for communist revolution in America. You've been desensitized to believe that it's okay for people to call themselves socialists in government as long as they're not communists. Are you kidding me? That is the definition of ignorance right there, friends. But again, this is what we're dealing with. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes, friends. What I want to do is I want to get over to a couple points I want to make. And before I do that, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, get 15 articles every day combating the lies to the CIA-controlled media, just for the record, as well as on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, and join us on live chat. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to, friends, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Click us on, we're on the front page. Join us on live chat right on the right side. Okay? If you want to call in at any time, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, John 14:6. You've all seen today Chick-fil-A shooting themselves in the foot. The CEO, Dan Cathy, came out and called for white Christians to repent for racism. You see how they're all in this together? Folks, there's an alliance. That's why when corrupt politicians do something, all these corporate companies across the United States in unison do it at the same time. Because they're allied. It's called the covenant of hell. And the Bible promises that will be disannulled once again in Isaiah 28, verse 18. But this guy can go fly a kite. He's feeding into the narrative concerning the division that's taking place through corrupt politicians and the mainstream media today. Guess what for Chick-fil-A? We're not supporting you, just for the record. Also wanted to highlight the fact that what happens in this country is people begin to separate text from historical background, okay? In other words, you have Dan Cathy, clowns like this, these useful idiots that think that they're going to go ahead and pull it over on us once again, friends, that forget history. And what they want us to do is they want us to take them for face value and as if we're to just subject ourselves to their ignorance because they would have us do so. What they're doing, friends, is separating text from historical background. Okay? Christians, of course, throughout our short history here of 245 years, give or take, we've been accused of slavery. Now, forefathers did have slaves. In fact, there was a different version of slaves that we've been taught, of course, but then there was the bad ones as well, bad slave owners. But I want you to know and understand that we're getting accused of, Christians are being accused of, things that Christ himself condemns. And I highlighted this just a couple days ago, where Noah Webster came in and said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. It's a lack of Christianity. You don't blame Christians for what Christians don't do. But this is what we're seeing today in America. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now, I say that because we're based on common law in this country. We're based on the common law, which is the Torah, and it's the Ten Commandments of God, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. And with that said, what happens when you separate out the facts from fiction, this is what you get. But we were warned by James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, long ago, when he said, do not separate text from historical background, because if you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. And it's exactly what's happening today on so many fronts. To go line upon line, precept upon precept, we have the GOP that backs Gorsuch, right? And his LGBTQ decision after conservative blowback. I got a question for all of you Trumpites. Who appointed Mr. Gorsuch? Donald Trump did, yeah. Isn't it interesting how they continuously play 5-4, 4-5, as if to suggest law divides, friends? No, the law divides from the just and from the unjust. Ezekiel 44:23, and it's our job to make distinction, also make reference to Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But folks, it's interesting that we're seeing this play out. We've been told by Donald Trump that this is a powerful decision that the courts made, as well as the GOP said that we're all in agreement, no issues here concerning what's taking place. Well, guess what, friends? It's an attack on the church. And if people were to wake to what's going on here, this isn't about making America great again. This is about establishing a global order off the scraps and ashes of what America was. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Hugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Liberty friends, same thing. Welcome back. 1-866-582-9933. Just wanted to let you know that, folks, you're under attack right now like you've never been under attack before. Donald Trump is doing nothing but sitting in the people's White House to keep the people calm while their country's being destroyed. That's it. He's doing nothing about the corruption that's taking place in this country. Now the church is under attack, which has been under attack for some time now. But we know that he just appointed none other than Mr. Gorsuch, right? And that is how you pronounce his last name. I actually went online. Other people were having problems pronouncing his name as well. And they said, can you tell us how we're to pronounce your last name? It's Gorsuch, okay? But look who appointed him. And everybody's good with the decision that was made through the LGBTQ decision. This gives them power to attack anybody they want to attack. And we've been seeing this for a long time. And it started under George Bush in 2005, for the record, because that's when my ministry came under attack by the sodomites, for the record. Okay. And I want to let you know what is taking place, because behind closed doors, as these riots are taking place and you're being looted and the police are under attack, which, by the way, is a communist tactic, for the record. It's about attacking the law and reestablishing a new system of law. We sit back and we watch Donald Trump do nothing. He's an impotent president. He's a point man to keep everybody calm, namely his support base. And they're going right along with it, helping him destroy this country through injustice. That is, in fact, what's taking place here. We see at the same time that Gorsuch comes out and basically sides with empowering those that are attacking the church. At the same time, systematically and methodically, friends, in fact, the U.S. Supreme Court now is ruling that Donald Trump acted illegally in repealing DACA and the immigration program. Wow. Wow, that's just crazy. And what is the president doing? Oh, he's browbeating his political opposition. That appeases his followers, and I guess that's all they demand of him concerning his promises. We've seen, again, just the exact opposite taking place in this country as to his promises, what he says and what he does. He fakes right and he goes left, right? Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. But I want to say this, friends, that the court as well is now rejecting churches and their lawsuits against, namely in the state of Illinois, concerning worship restrictions, okay? See how the court cherry picks what they want to basically judge on? And they only judge on what they can tear down. And that's what it seems like that they're doing more than not throughout, well, the duration of my life. I've watched them attack the law over and over and over again. And why are they doing that? Because they're not making reference to God's moral law. And folks, again, keep in mind it's the purpose of judges to sit during good behavior. If they sit outside of good behavior, you are to remove them. Article 2, Section 4. So there's a lot going on right now, friends. And while you're being distracted by all this looting, while you're being distracted by all this rioting, friends, and keep in mind the cops are called to stand down during this time, just like the president is, what's happening? Well, they're distracting you from what they're really doing. And again, they're attacking the system, our Christian heritage, and they're attacking the U.S. Constitution. And this should come as no surprise because they have been doing this for a long time. Which, friends, by the way, leads me right into this. Folks, this is the communists with their masks off. They hate law. Does anybody understand that total control of government equals communism? And this is what they're working on. Folks, we receive our God-given rights from God. There you have it, right? We receive our rights from God. And then we delegate authority to our representatives that we entrust to serve we the people in upholding the laws, not tearing them down. If you have an evolutionary view of government, this is why you're adding strength to tyranny by doing nothing. You're empowering the state to act outside of their scope of authority, which only empowers them, friends, to build up into a position of a total communist government. That's what they're working on. This is what they've been working on for a long time in this country. And I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple minutes. Yesterday, again, we were talking about white, black, yellow, tan. We are all people of color, and we must come to terms with who the enemies are. And it's not each other, friends. But it's interesting, we have these useful idiots that have sold out to special interest groups that have the American people at war with one another. Or at least that's where the cameras are, right? That's exactly right. And now we have communists out in the open, friends. They're not, listen to me carefully. I want someone to, again, I'm challenging anybody or someone to educate me as to what a communist is, because what I see is a bunch of communists in front of us. We see this through governors throughout the United States of America attacking our system, committing the act of treason by opening the doors that mean to conquer, and to them that mean to conquer this country. I mean, we see them empowering, and I'm not just talking about Middle Eastern immigrants that are coming here that mean to conquer. I'm talking about also the southern border, friends. They're not enforcing the border. They're not enforcing the laws. What defines a communist? When he rewrites history and revises history and tears down our statutes the way that they're doing right now? I guess on Nancy Pelosi's order? Yeah, folks. Gosh. Really? You know what I feel like doing? Honestly, I feel like taking my headphones off and I feel like shutting down, because my message is the same thing every day. If you want to restore this country, then you're going to have to fight for it. You know who the enemies are, and this is what I'm tired of telling people. They don't believe politicians. They don't believe the media. But when the politicians and the media say it, they act accordingly to what they say they don't believe in. Romans 1:18. Folks, the communists are at work today. You are the prey. You are the stumbling block to the New World Order. And here, I'm here to tell you that Donald Trump is not impeding the New World Order. He is advocating and pushing and perpetuating forward the agenda regardless of what Franklin Graham has to say. Because you need to understand the powers that be, friends, are the very people that have been appointed by special interest groups, for the most part, hands down. to destroy the country that you now have today. This is the perfect judgment of God in every sense of the word. There's no getting away from it. If this is not communism at play, if your said representatives are not advocating and pushing forth the agenda on the behalf of communists, then who are they? Because they're not upholding the U.S. Constitution. They're not upholding the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution. They're doing just the exact opposite. And what's sad about all of it is my people would have it so. Jeremiah 5:31. And if they wouldn't have it so, then why don't they stand against it? Why are they just going along with it? Why are they pretending with corruption as if to suggest that this is American government? No, it is not. Man, what would a good majority of people listening to me right now, how would you explain to your forefathers what it is that your country has become today? How would you tell them? Well, that's all you have to tell them, and that they would understand it right off the bat. Well, we didn't do anything to stand against it. And they would say, that's exactly right. And that's what makes you a part of the problem. That's what makes you unpatriotic. That's what makes you unchristian. You love your freedom so much that you're willing to have someone else fight for it, and you're not willing to do it? You're the worst of men. Folks, how many times in different ways does it need to be explained? When you see the left set against the right, as you do on a 24/7 basis, as if they are arch enemies and at war with each other, right? The Dems and the Republicans, Mark 3:25. Right? And you see that in the end, with the help of the mainstream media, both sides win their agenda against the people that they are to serve. And the people continuously lose their freedoms over and over again. And friends, it doesn't take too long to figure out who America's enemies truly are. Folks, they're right in front of you. That's what a communist looks like. This is what they do. They work to empower the state. They work to enslave the people, to strip them of their God-given rights. And why wouldn't they, especially those people that call themselves Christian patriots, are so unwilling to actually stand up and fight up against them? They depend upon it. They're encouraged. They're enabled to do the things that they do. Now think about this in the present. Now the politicians and the mainstream media have people of color at each other's throats through their contrived racial wars. Now what did I just get done telling you? Since the 1920s, communists have had plans to use racial agitation. Who is fueling the narrative more than corrupt politicians and the mainstream media? Nobody is. Nobody. It's tweaking. Nobody. Order out of chaos, right? A chaos that they have contrived or a crisis that they have hijacked to set a narrative. It's tweaking. It's a communist tactic called controlled opposition. Listen to what I'm saying to you. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. That's why they hijacked the very narrative concerning the death of George Floyd. I don't know. I have no idea where you just went. Folks, if you want to call in at your own risk. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and
check. But it's not getting that bulk in my voice.
The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening
disease. That sounds a little better. If you can make me a little fatter, that'd be great.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus cases are continuing to rise in a number of southern states.
Baloney.
Several that just reported new record highs on Friday. Florida is reporting more than 3,800 new cases in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, Arizona saw its record high reach 3,200 plus new cases. South Carolina fell just short of 1,000 new cases on Thursday. California, Texas, and Oklahoma also are reporting record highs. There are huge crowds in Tulsa, Oklahoma, ahead of President Trump's rally on Saturday. Christy Smalley made the drive from Celeste, Texas, which is just north of Dallas. She tells NBC News,
"The first rally I went to was in Dallas last year, and it was amazing, absolutely amazing. So I'm like, I've got to go to another one."
Smalley also saying after being cooped up inside her house, she's very eager to get out and support the president.
Yep.
You're listening.
Support
USA
the president.
News.
Support the do-nothing president.
Bolton continues to cause a stir, and it's not even set for at least until next week. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
President Trump calling his former national security advisor's new book a compilation of lies. The president tweeting, among other things, that the book is simply intended to make him look bad. The administration continues to fight its release in court, citing classified information it allegedly contains. As for John Bolton himself, he said in an ABC News interview on Thursday night, he's not bothered by President Trump's remarks about him.
I think it's unbecoming of the office of president, and I'm just not going to respond to it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney also calling some of John Bolton's claims in the book bizarre. Tennessee's new abortion bill is set to become law. The bill bans an abortion once a heartbeat is detected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past?
Pickle, we're going to pull up that piece, okay?
GCNLife.com. Beverly
Pickle,
Hills dermatologist,
the audio,
Dr. Nathan
this one?
Newman, invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just did it again. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on YouTube. And join us on live chat. Same thing with beforeitsnews.com. Or if you'd like to call in at any time, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're talking about communists in the open. They're right in front of your face. Right? I was just highlighting the fact, and I want you to listen to me carefully. I was just highlighting the fact that Donald Trump is doing nothing but keeping his people calm. That's all he's appointed to do. He's opening the door for special interest groups. We've seen that with Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, right? And his coronavirus task team. And look at Donald Trump opened the platform to what you're dealing with right now concerning this perpetual fraud that's being perpetuated upon the American people through this coronavirus. This is all Donald Trump. I mean, folks, for all those that are supporting this guy, I just want to know, who has he prosecuted besides the American people? Who has he fought against in this country besides our constitutional Christian heritage? I'm curious. What's the definition of a communist? Come on, you see what's going on? Now the Supreme Court, folks, the Supreme Court and the president, they continuously banter back and forth just like the left and right do. But who wins at the end of the day? Both of them do because they're working for the same puppet master. I mean, you for you Trump supporters, really, you got to ask yourself the question, what do you expect of a moral man? I mean, you know where his strength is? He's the tweeting president. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. He's the tweeting president. What a weakling. What a joke. You need to understand, he's an actor. This is what he does. He's an actor. He's been groomed for 30 years in your country. He does nothing but sit there as he watches your country crumble. He's not a commander-in-chief. He's the tweeting president. You got any bird sounds back there? Maybe Tweety the Bird or something like this? Because this is all this president can do. And the conservatives and Christians of the day, they believe that, hey, man, if anybody's going to get the job done, it's going to be Donald Trump, the tweeting president. Give me a break. I'm humored, and I got to say this. I'm embarrassed for you. What a weakling. But then again, what would you expect from an immoral man? This is as strong as you can be when you're immoral. And I don't care who he is, friends. When he dishonors the office of the presidency the way that he has over the last, what, going on 5 years now? 4 years? He's been on the campaign trail for a year promising the American people, which he's failed to deliver to date. I'm not going to stand back and watch it. I'm just not going to do it. He's destroying your country through a lack of justice, friends. And I'll tell you what, the message that is continuously being fueled by the media and corrupt politicians is, look how weak the law is. Look how worthless the law is. Let me say this, the law is not the problem. It's the men that occupy the office that are the problem. It's them that are the weaklings. We need good men to capacitate those offices to enforce the laws that are at their fingers to do so. And by the way, the tweeting president has continuously told the American people that he can do whatever he wants to do. And yet you see the laws being torn down. This is communism in the open, establishing a new world order, friends. What's the message today? Look at how strong Black Lives Matter is. We better not do anything concerning what they're doing. As a matter of fact, we don't have the power to do anything about it. What's the message to the American people? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Look at how strong the left is. Yep. Now, I want you to consider this. 330 million people. This is how strong the left is. 1.7% of the population that the media blows up to be the majority to paralyze the rest of you. And how many of you are drinking it in? Read Revelations 21, verse 8. The fearful go first on judgment, just for the record. Just think about that. How strong is the left? Hey, folks, it's like I remember watching scary movies when I was a kid. Not always by choice. But it always seems like the priest or the pastor or the preacher was always under attack by the devil. And there was nothing he could do about it. Boy, that's contrary to Scripture, man. I remember when the devil says they believe in God and tremble. Well, that's opposite of the way Hollywood's portrayed Christianity. It's interesting how Jesus would just send forth the word and cast out devils. Boy, that's contrary to the way that the media makes it out to be. Look at those little Christians, those little effeminate weaklings over there. I want to tell you something. We're talking about the God of the universe. Okay, we're talking again about the line of the tribe of Judah, the captain of our salvation, that they want to make him out to be a weakling and his kids weaklings. Well, I'll tell you what, David was a weakling, wasn't he? He sure was. All by himself, he was sent as a light to judge ungodly nations, and God used him and his army to do so, just like he did Gideon, just like he did Abraham, right? A weakling, really? Just like Samson. Yep, I remember. Just like the apostles. What, 5,000 or 3,000, 2,000, 3,000 years ago now, friends? And we're still reading their testimonies? That's how weak they were. It's the most famous book in the world. And Christ is alive forevermore for those that understand who he is and meet him on his terms. They ain't weak. They're strong. They're made more than conquerors. They overcome the world. Friends, that's not the way the media in Hollywood portray Christians. No, they always portray them as weaklings, like the sons of Sceva, right? And by the way, in scriptural reference to that, Paul, we know, said the devil. Yeah, they did know him, didn't they? That's exactly right. We need to get this right. And we need to get in the Word, and we need to know our foundations. Because I'm frankly sick and tired of doing what I'm doing on a 24/7 basis. My family lives this from morning to night. We are on the altar of sacrifice to win the day. And what do I get? I get over 300 emails a day of people that should know better, that do nothing but send me the bad news. Like, Bradley, you better go do something about this. Ugh. Don't go. Let's not go down that that channel right now, friends. I'm telling you what. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. The enemies are right in front of your face. It's not a foreign enemy attacking you. It's your own said representatives attacking you, working on the behest of foreigners that mean to destroy your country. If you can get that in your head, you're going to take it a mile today in understanding. Nobody's attacking you more than politicians, friends, and the media. Nobody is. Friends, we have a government that claims to be one way and yet acts another way. Read Isaiah 5:21 or 5:20. If the people in this country would take the time, again, to read their founding documents, they would know for themselves. I wouldn't have to say anything to them. The way that our said representatives act out and bear fruit is that of an enemy within, which obviously is foreign to American government. So guess what, friends? That's what we're dealing with. It's our government that is sending military bases all over the world. We never gave them constitutional authority to do so, but they're doing it, friends, above and beyond, acting outside of their scope of authority in doing so. How many things does this government, this American government, this empire have their fingers in, which has never been delegated to them to act in such a fashion that they do? And let me ask you again, who's under attack? The conservative Christians are today, more now than ever. We've seen it under Barack Hussein Obama, right? But listen, friends, put into comparison with that foreign sodomite criminal, which he is, and he still is, but he's been given a free hand to continuously leverage war against the victim, the tweeting president, Donald Trump. And Donald Trump calls him out for treason but fails to act. What America, really? When are you going to figure it out? You're praising your destroyer, man. That's what you're doing. You're praising the very one that fails to act. And there you have Franklin Graham pointing the finger right at Donald Trump saying God has to fulfill his vision. Yep, he ain't talking about the God of the Bible, friends. Rest assured. He's a fraud, is what he is. Both him and his daddy were frauds, big time. Beware of false prophets. Franklin Graham, in parallel to politics, friends, he's only there to suggest to the people that he's the standard of Christianity when nothing could be further from the truth. Didn't Jesus say, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth? Yep, he did. American laws found in the U.S. Constitution are being replaced with policies. You're seeing this happen today. Now the Supreme Court, by the way, maybe a point that I didn't make earlier, is now saying what Donald Trump did concerning DACA is illegal. No, friends, I want to tell you something. We have laws in our country that bar illegals from coming into the United States of America. But I also want you to remember that during this $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that Donald Trump signed, his first legislative act funds the very people that he claims to be protecting you from. Again, just for the record. Okay? But now the Supreme Court's saying that it was illegal what he did. No, it's not. And also consider, friends, you have mayors in the United States of America that are alluring illegals into the United States of America on welfare. That means on your dime. Folks, communists are right in front of you. If they're not upholding the law, they're tearing it down. And if they're tearing it down, they mean to empower the state and push you to a new agenda, global initiative, and it's exactly what they're doing. Friends, when we come back, I'm going to go over to G. Edward Griffin, and how he explained since at least the 1920s, communists have had plans to use racial agitation, violence, and socialism for communist revolution in America, and it's exactly what's being played out today. On the other side, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply to current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yeah. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Sounds real cloudy. Go ahead. Folks, we just got a new Comrex set up here, and we're just kind of adjusting it during the airtime, so forgive me, but we're just kind of working through it, trying to get the adjustment set right to recalibrate it. But I want to play this audio for you. I want you to hear the whole of this audio. Because I got in part yesterday what I wanted you to hear. And this is G. Edward Griffin explaining how, since, folks, listen to this. This is G. Edward Griffin explaining how, since at least the 1920s, we're talking about 100 years of knowing that we have communists infiltrated within America, in our government. We see politicians act out their communism with mask off. It's happening all day long. I want to tell you what, the best that you have in some cases in this country, they act more like communists than they do patriots, and they think they're patriots. That's how deceived they are. But I want you to consider that G. Edward Griffin has been sharing this, and he shared with us that since at least the 1920s, communists have had plans to use racial agitation. Do you see the politicians pulling the wood from the fire? Do you see them adding wood to the fire? Did you see this Dan Cathy from Chick-fil-A? Did you see him pull wood from the fire concerning this conversation or add fire or more wood to the fire? Do you understand what I'm talking about? These are the communist friends. By the way, I'm done with Chick-fil-A. I'm done. When I said I was done with Target, when they started pushing the LGBT garbage, they started advocating what God condemns, just like the president is, just like Norris Such is today. Friends, I'm done. No. You're not a Christian at all if you tolerate this in any sense of the word. You're to reprove darkness. Read Ephesians 5. But I want to play this whole thing. This has been going on in this country for a long time. We've been warned since the 1920s that communists have infiltrated this government. They're using racial agitation, which we're seeing today, violence and socialism, because they want a revolution in America. Folks, if you want reformation, that's all you have to do is make sure that your said representatives enforce the law. That is reformation. To get away from all of man's 10,000 policies to get back to God's Ten Commandments. Listen carefully.
As early as 1928, the communists declared that the racial differences among our people constituted the weakest and most vulnerable point in our social fabric. By constantly probing and straining at this one spot, they calculated that eventually the cloth could be torn apart and that Americans could be divided, weakened, and perhaps even set against each other in open combat. We mustn't kid ourselves into thinking that the communists have placed their agitators only into the black communities. They're working both sides of the street. They want hatred, violence, and bloodshed between the races, and they don't care how they get it or whom they use, even children if necessary. Here is a book that I think ought to be in every home library. It's entitled Color, Communism, and Common Sense by Manning Johnson. He joined the party as a young man because he honestly believed that the communists were trying to improve the conditions of his people. He was a dedicated communist, and eventually he rose to one of the highest ranks. But after many years, he discovered that instead they were merely planning to use his people in a bloody revolution to destroy America. And when he woke up to this, he dropped out of the party and devoted the rest of his life trying to alert his fellow citizens of all races to the true nature of the Communist Party as he knew it to be from the inside. Manning Johnson said, "Black rebellion was what Moscow wanted. Bloody racial conflict would split America. During the confusion, demoralization and panic would set in. Then finally the Reds say, workers stop work. Many of them seize arms by attacking arsenals. Street fights become frequent. Under the leadership of the Communist Party, the workers organize revolutionary committees to be in command of the uprising. Armed workers seize the principal government offices, invade the residences of the president and his cabinet members, arrest them, declare the old regime abolished, establish their own power." Now, here is a piece of vicious communist propaganda that perhaps some of you have seen. It's called The Crusader. It's written by Robert F. Williams, one of the organizers of the Revolutionary Action Movement. In this issue of The Crusader, the communists call not only for extensive chaos within the cities, but for putting to the torch every village, every forest, every field, and every barn. The plan is for raging fires from one city to the next. The reason? Well, first, there's the value of sheer destruction. Secondly, it would force us to deploy our defenses and rescue units over the widest possible area.
They want destruction.
The communists point out that as long as our police and National Guard remain concentrated, they're invincible. But if they can be forced to spread out over the entire city and into the countryside as well, then they can be picked off from ambush one by one. And the third value of massive fire to the communists is psychological. The average American, they say, soft and decadent.
Yep.
When he sees billows of black smoke rising from one horizon to the other, when at night the only light he has to see by is the flickering red from flames leaping into the sky, he'll become paralyzed with fear and panic. He'll run away and hide and do nothing to interfere with the guerrilla bands as they strike at the community's power centers. The Crusader explains how to set up sniper units in crowded metropolitan areas, how to manufacture jumbo Molotov cocktails, the gallon jug size, and how to mix the gasoline with certain ingredients to make it burn like napalm, how to pour gasoline into utility manholes in the streets to set fire to the main telephone cables, how to put sulfur tips from matches into air conditioning units and blow up large buildings, how to ignite gas mains and oil storage tanks. It explains how radio-controlled model airplanes can be used to fly explosive charges over heavily guarded fences into gasoline storage areas or munition stockpiles. It even calls for infiltration into the National Guard units, revolutionaries posing as non-militants for the purpose of getting free military training and for gaining access to critical military supplies and heavy weapons. And then, finally, Robert Williams says this: any all-out minority revolution must create a state of crisis wherein almost all of the male population would be forced to remain in their homes to protect their property and families. The middle class is very large, but it is not accustomed to deprivation and terror. Because of its affluence, it has waxed soft. It has no stomach for massive fire, blood, and violence. The motive force behind its life drive is its endless pursuit of prestige, conspicuous consumption, and sensual pleasure. A few years of violent, sporadic, and highly destructive uprisings will set the stage for the grand finale. After the stage is properly set through protracted struggle, America could be brought to her knees in 90 days of highly organized, fierce fighting, sabotage, and massive firestorm. Ladies and gentlemen, the plans and preparations for a communist revolution of force and violence are far advanced. The organization behind these preparations has almost unlimited financial resources, and it provides both training and leadership based upon years of experience in many other countries. Our enemies are deadly serious about their task, and it's nothing short of national suicide for us to continue to ignore their plans and their progress. The violent revolution becomes of primary value to the communists to the extent to which it can be used to condition the masses psychologically to accept the nonviolent revolution, which is offered supposedly as the only alternative. Hoping to avoid further violence and bloodshed, the public is to be pressured into accepting measures that will move the country gradually and legally toward communism, but without calling it that. The strategy of the proletarian revolution calls for the quiet conversion of our government into a communist regime, but under the banner of socialism.
Uh-huh.
Well, what is socialism? All right, let's define it. According to the dictionary, socialism is a political concept based upon the principle of government ownership and control of property, the means of production, and the avenues of commerce. Under socialism, those who run the government, and the communists are confident that in America they eventually will be the ones who do so, those who run the government will know who is to get something and who has to wait, and that represents control over human beings. What is all this to do with the communist revolution in America?
I'm going to play it out.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it has everything to do with it, because the building of socialism is the communist revolution in America. It represents the process whereby our country can be moved gradually toward communism without the people even being aware of it. No matter what grievance we may have, real or imagined, no matter what national problems we may face, the communists seize upon these as excuses to build socialism. They have one and only one solution for all problems: more government.
Yep.
More government. And then more and more until it's total government. And forgive me for saying it one more time.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.